picking some fresh flowers on a Tuesday, getting you into the swing of things for the day ahead. And hey, you're starting your day the right way on Radio Life and Style, of course, fresh from the heart of Veleto. And I told you, a special live interview coming your way this Tuesday morning as we get ready for opening night showtime just around the corner. And you must have seen the posters on the lamppost. You must have heard the interview last week. Ashton in Veleto is playing host to an extraordinary theatrical production, Chicago, the teen edition, will be gracing the stage in the Grace Hall and kicking off this Saturday, if I've got my dates correct. And to correct me if I'm wrong, we've got Tara Blake back in the studio from the Ashton team.
Good to see you again, Mike.
How are you doing, Tara? Are you excited? Are you getting any sleep at all?
I'm dreaming a lot.
That's probably a good thing. And we've got good company this morning. We've got a full house, a full studio. In fact, we've got more heads and talking voices than we do have microphones. So we're going to be doing a little bit of creative microphone swinging. But alongside you, we've got Nadia Haber, heading up the costume department, I believe, for this particular production. Nadia, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you very much. Very excited to be here.
Great to have you in the house with us. And then sharing a microphone and being very gracious about it, we've got on the choreography side of things, on the dance side of things, Kaylee Thomas. Kaylee, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Super duper. We're going to be talking about the choreography in no small way in a second. But alongside you, we've also got musical director Serene Roberts. Serene, how are you?
Great today. Thank you so much.
No orchestra. I'm sorry. If I'd known that you were going to be here, I would have tried to arrange at least a quartet. But we've maxed out our budget. Right now, let's find out about what's happening behind the scenes, because now we're reaching fever pitch. This is the week. We've got our first show coming up on Saturday. Am I right, Tara?
Yeah, Saturday, 6 p.m.
This is not
we
a
need
drill.
A drum roll. There we go.
Big stuff. And if you don't have your tickets yet, come on. It's a real show. You have to get your tickets from Web Tickets, 90 Rand each. And the amazing Grace Hall is going to be brought to life in, I don't think it's ever been quite a production on this scale pulled off at Ashton, would you say? You can claim it.
Sure.
Can say, yo, this is the biggest and the best.
We are very excited about the show is what I want to say. Especially since Sunday. Sunday is just, wow, watching the students on the stage. And
yeah,
I think we all felt it. And we're all just talking about it, how we are super excited to see the show ourselves, even though we've been involved in the process the whole time. We just can't wait for Saturday now.
Wow. Well, I mean, look, last week I got a chance to interview three of the stars, three of the cast members, Caitlin playing Velma, April playing Roxy, Kyle playing Billy. I was just so impressed with their confidence and maturity and how they're approaching this whole thing. It didn't feel like I was interviewing school kids. They were like, you know, professional performers. But obviously it's teamwork makes the dream work, and it's a real team effort, and we've got the heads of departments in the house here. So I wanted to find out from each of you, what it's been like, what your role has been behind the scenes, enabling students to put on a show of this caliber. And let's start with Nadia. From the costume side of things, where do you draw your inspiration from for a show like Chicago and adapting it for the stage for now? And also, obviously, this is the Chicago, the teen edition. So there's considerations there. How do you even begin to tackle something like that?
So inspiration obviously always has a source. So to look at the actual Broadway, that the Broadway shows and the real musicals that we have seen or have available. Mm. And then obviously to look at the movie. And then obviously set in the 1920s, you can kind of combine all three inspiration sources, yeah, to create something completely new. So my role was to bring the bling. And
Bring the bling.
So that's what we try to do. You know, being on stage with lights, we wanted them to
dazzle,
to sparkle, yeah, to shine, and to work with textures and obviously make it age appropriate as well.
Mm.
So we've combined all of these inspirations, a little bit of 1920s, a little bit of, you know, the little bit of mystery from the Broadway with the all black, as well as drawing on the movie for certain little bits of details to just kind of make something very unique and interesting and kind of razzle-dazzle for the students, yeah.
And has it been the kind of thing that as you've been diving in and getting to work, have you seen little light bulbs going off in the heads of students thinking, wow, this is pretty cool. I could see myself going in this direction and maybe inspiring some budding costumers. I don't know what the word is.
Costume designers.
There you go.
I hope so. I think it's been a cool process for them to see how it all starts with measurements and sort of an idea and how you can adapt and change that idea as time goes on. You know, you have to work with what you have and the time available. And I think the students, when they see it come together, they see how, you know, just a little bit of interest or a little bit of inspiration can create something so cool and so interesting for them.
Jeez, well, see, now I'm excited. Now, if you're trying to picture in your mind how this is going to look, you're not doing it justice. You have to see it on the stage.
Yes, and I think it will be a little bit different to what people expected. So we've really created our own bling for them, our own costumes, our own... That's completely unique to them.
So there you go. If you need to bring the bling, you call Nadia. I've got numbers. Don't worry. You get in touch with the radio studio. Now, when it comes to getting that bling to move, Kaylee, on the choreography side of things, I was just saying off air that, you know, I haven't met you before, but your reputation precedes you. You know, in the world of dance, you're highly regarded. When it comes to working on a production like this, and choreographing young dancers, what's been the most interesting process of adapting this particular show and taking up the challenge, particularly with a young cast?
Yes, absolutely. I think, as you said earlier, the students have really amazed me. They have stepped up a lot, and I work with a lot of the dancers every day, just in school. They take dance as a subject and dance after school and that. And I think... The thing that I find most interesting is just collaborating it all together with the acting and the singing. That has really been the most interesting journey for me. I think when we initially started, it was quite a huge task, and I think we have worked together really well just to bring
integrate
it all together now. And yeah, we're really looking forward to Saturday.
It's amazing because there are so many variables, so many moving parts, and when they all start to gel, when you've got all of the elements,
yes.
You know, that's what makes a live production, a live musical like this, such an experience, because
absolutely.
you've got the costume, you've got the lights, you've got the dance, you've got the performances, and of course you've got the music. Serene, we're going to swing the microphone over to you, and find out about, you know, this is an iconic musical production, and you've really stepped things up and tried to bring an orchestral approach, an orchestral vibe. How do you go about selecting members of the orchestra, and how many live players have you got working on this production?
Well, we have 13.
Wow.
in the orchestra pit, and once you've ascertained what the requirements are for the orchestra, you then go about looking at who's available. A lot of the sound we source from keyboards, so we have sample sounds, so the clarinet. We don't have a live clarinetist.
But you'd never know if you were just closing your eyes and listening, I'm sure.
No. So we have live people playing. There's no back tracks, but actual instrumentalists. We have trumpeters and trombones. Of course, we have Tara on the violin. We have a cello, bass guitar. We actually have a banjo player,
wow,
which is amazing.
Where did you find one of those in Belize?
There is one, and he's pretty good. And then we have keyboards who play clarinet, saxophone, bass clarinet. So you make use of what you have. And I try to involve as many staff members as we can. So in the music department and some not music department, we have teachers.
Doing double duty.
Doing double duty.
Triple duty sometimes.
Yes.
That's amazing. Look, the 13 is that's a serious number. I mean, anyone who's played in any kind of band knows, you know, sometimes it's hard enough to get three or four people to play together properly. But that's a serious ensemble you've got on your hands there. And obviously it's a serious, seriously cool production to try and tackle. Chicago. Fabulous. The music is amazing. And when you add the dance, when you add the costumes, when you add it all together, and of course, Tara, you've got your work cut out for you, wrangling all of this stuff. But when you've got quality talent on stage and off stage, you've got an amazing show on your hands.
We've got two more that aren't here today that belong to our team. So we've got Danny Jolly as well, who's heading up the drama side. And she's also backstage, so she's running backstage. And we've got a whole, you know, at Ashton, we've got an all-inclusive policy. So if you are willing to give up your life, basically, to be in the show for this period of time, and you're keen and you want to be involved, we will find a role for you, a place for you. And I think that's one of the biggest perks, I would say, of our side is when we see this person is really strong with this aspect. Mm. Maybe they're really on the ball, so we put them behind a spotlight. Or maybe they have a flair for costumes, so they're helping with costume changes. So backstage is also really important. So Danny's running all of that and props and everything and all the blocking on the stage. And then we've got Wesley Hippolyte, who's in the sound room. And he's a real wonderful person to have around because he is in the IT department but also studied music, specializing in sound engineering. So he's under quite a lot of demand, I would say, at the school. And he's working all those microphones and everything. So, yeah, we've got someone to cover everything. Really great.
I'm so excited for this production. And look, you've got four chances to catch it live on stage. First, kicking off this Saturday, the 22nd. Is that right, Tara?
It is right.
Yeah. And then we've got a Sunday, a special afternoon matinee performance, 3:30. Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday, 6 p.m. showtimes. And tickets available. I believe there are still a few tickets available. Web tickets, am I right? Are there still tickets available?
Can have a look.
There might still be one or two. You don't want to miss this, folks. So if you're listening to this, if you are excited to catch an incredible live local community production on the Ashton Grace Hall stage, this is your chance to see Chicago, the teen edition, four nights only, no repeats. I think everyone here will be quite relieved when the final curtain falls. But it's been an incredible adventure getting here, and we can't wait to see it all on the stage in a couple of days' time, a couple of sleeps' time. No sleeps for you guys, though. Sorry. And what do they say? Don't say good luck. It's break a leg.
Break a leg.
Break two if you can. And my special guests in studio with me, Tara Blake, Nadia Harvick, Serene Roberts, and Kaylee Thomas from the team bringing you Chicago, the teen edition, coming live to Ashton this week. Thanks so much for giving us a little peek behind the curtain, a little insight into what's happening in the background, and building that excitement just a little bit more. Because, wow, yeah, you're in for a treat, folks. If you don't have your ticket yet, webtickets.co.za, get on there now. I'm bringing you back to the music.